take care of the worms, separating them by size, changing their soil, and keeping it moist. After dinner, Dad and I do the dishes while we listen to the television news. We stand side by side. I barely reach his shoulder. People say I take after Mom. Blonde, brown-eyed, and small.
Let's review what we know about Toby's family. Toby's an only child. His dad, Otto Wilson, is a postal worker who also raises worms and sells them to local bait shops. His mom's been a waitress at the cafe, but always dreamed of being a famous singer. Now she's gone to Nashville to compete in a music contest. The fact that she's gone, and that she was so excited to leave, is really bothering Toby. So it's just Toby and his dad right now. And the way they fumble around in the kitchen and don't talk at the dinner table, you can tell they're a little lost without her. Let's pick up the story at the second full paragraph on page 23. It begins, "When the war correspondent comes on."
When the war correspondent comes on, the volume gets louder. The reporter hollers into his microphone, trying to be heard over the sounds of helicopters and M-16s in the background. Dad turns around and glances at the television screen. "Turn that crap off, will you?" As I walk toward the TV, I wonder if Wayne is there or someplace like it. Later, I ride my bike past the town limits to Gossamer Lake. Dusk has arrived, and even though the sun is sinking below the horizon, I can see the moon. I pass the Dairy Maid where the crowd has left. Now that it's dark, the Christmas lights glow like fallen stars strung around the trailer. Pauly Rankin sits outside his Thunderbird in a lawn chair, smoking his pipe and gazing up at the sky. I guess he'll head out in the morning to the next town full of suckers with $2 to burn. What a sorry life Zachary Beaver must have, sitting every day in a cramped trailer while people come by to